Made in America. The red, white, and blue. I stand for her honor. The flag and our troops. I'm proud of my country. What she's done for. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Who's. My name is Matt Lee, and I'm with my friend here,
Brett Denny. How is everyone?
And we're excited to be back for another episode without Tim and Steve, you know?
Yes. Yes.
We're just kidding. They'll be back with us again next week. We're doing something pretty special this time around, Brett. You want to explain what we're doing?
Well, we've got some people that have been in our corner for a long time that has supported us, and they happen to be like some small business owners, and then one is a minister also. But we kind of did some phone interviews with them, just asking them, you know, how their life running a small business has changed during this pandemic. So got some good answers.
Yeah. So we'll have some interviews. We'll have our top 10 music. Oh, and yeah. We'll have our top 10 countdown. I can't wait to read them off to you this week.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We'd like to thank our Patreons for patronizing us one more week.
That doesn't sound right to me.
We'd like to thank our friend John Barr.
John Barr, the bearded one.
Yes.
You know what?
Yeah.
I think John Barr comes with a package.
What?
We'd like to thank Benita, too, for all her support.
Yes. Well, you caught me off guard on that one. Woo. So, yeah, we thank you, John and Bonita Barr, for being a patron. We also want to thank Scott Poole.
Scott Poole.
And we appreciate him for being a patron. And we also want to thank
Little Miss Nadina.
Yeah.
And her lovely husband. She calls him lovely.
He is lovely.
He is lovely. I believe it when she says that Jerry is lovely.
Yeah.
But when she says our drummer is cute.
No, we don't believe that.
I don't believe that for a second.
No. Jerry is quite pleasant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We thank you all for your support.
And if you'd like to be a Patreon and help the band out a little bit and help the Who's Who top 10 countdown, where we're trying to get as many independent artists out there as possible and try to push them. If you'd like to be a Patreon, go to
patreon.com/nightowlcb.
So, yeah, if you're ready.
All right. Coming in at number 10, Miss Ashley Puckett with Bulletproof.
Broken glass, but you always seem to walk away without a scratch. Madness and mayhem roll like water off your back. You're the only one who ain't bleeding after the crash. That's what you want, though.
Ashley Puckett, great song. This is always a sad part when they start dropping from the, you know, some of the top spots right down into 9, 10, because you know they're getting ready to drop off.
Yep.
So you definitely need to send some more music in. Any musician that's out there, please send your music in to nightowlcb1@yahoo.com.
Yes, yes. Make sure you send us the music, just like our next artist, At number 9, Mr. Lucas Chiliberti with Springfields.
Running through the woods, a wounded rebel, dodging a Yankee shell. Here on this frozen battlefield, the ghosts, they know me well. Stonewall told me, son, you gotta fight to win. If we don't give them all we've got, this war will never end. When our foes are forced to yield, that's when I'll go home to the Springfields.
All right, yeah. What a great song, Lucas Chiliberti, coming in at number 9. He was an honorable mention, what, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, yep.
So that right there proves, send in your music. You just don't know if you're going to be on the top 10 or not.
Yeah, I just loved, again, I don't know if this is what he was going for. I loved the eeriness of the music.
Yeah, and I like the songs about the Civil War.
Yeah.
And it really clean recording. And again, Lucas Chiliberti, he's got a heck of a voice. Clean, pure voice, and we appreciate him sending in his music. Thank you, Lucas.
Coming in at number 8, the Cason Lane Band with Countryside of Me.
Y'all listen up now. Here we go. Yeah, we got the Fireball whiskey sitting go on tap. The double barrel shotgun hanging low in the glass. Life is easy here on Dirty Street. We got 35 spray of mud on the flats. Deep in the woods, ain't nowhere on the map. The speakers cranked up.
And that was number 8, the Cason Lane Band. Great song.
Love that song, man. Can't get enough of that one.
Hopefully he'll send in some new music to also.
Yeah, we need some more from them.
We have somebody special, something that we wanted to do this this episode is we wanted to talk to some small businesses and just talk to them a little bit about how this pandemic has changed the way that they do business.
Right.
So who we have here at this time is owner of Special Dogs and More, Randy Lapidus. And Randy, how you doing?
Doing okay, man. How about yourself?
Doing well, doing well. Business is a little bit different right now, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. The whole way we do things is completely turned around.
So yeah. How did it change you as a as a business? What do you did you have to do different during the pandemic?
Well, everything that we've done has been dictated to what the government wants us to do. So, of course, there's no indoor dining. Everything is strictly takeout and delivery. Our staff is down to a minimum, I mean, just a bare minimum right now. The cleaning processes have changed. We are wearing gloves all the time. We are using masks currently. We've started setting things up for when the dining rooms do open, and thank the Lord, we got some good news on that today, that the dining rooms will start opening up on the 11th of May.
Yeah.
Which is some of the best, that's great news.
Yeah. Governor Holcomb, he, here in Indiana, our governor's Governor Holcomb, he opened things up just a little bit coming May 11th.
Right.
Well, I'm really liking what he's planned out over the next 2 months, because his goal between May 11th, well, actually May 4th, and July 4th, mm-hmm. by July 4th, his goal by July 4th is to have everything open 100%.
That'll be great.
Fairs, festivals, everything back to normal. Well, whatever the new normal is going to be.
Right.
Yeah, the new normal is going to be a little strange for a little while, and he's hoping to have everything by July 4th, right?
Yeah, yeah. We're going, it's 50% on the 11th of May. We can extend it to 75% capacity on the 14th of June, and then 100% capacity on Independence Day.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit of backstory about Special Dogs and More real quick?
Absolutely. Special Dogs and More started, the whole theory behind Special Dogs and More came about around 2014. In 2011, our daughter Rachel suffered what's referred to as sudden cardiac arrest. She was 19, and in the middle of an argument, her heart stopped. Because of her heart stopping, she was in a coma and on life support. The doctors at the time had told us that chances are she would never walk or talk again because of the lack of oxygen. Well, I say this all the time, but anybody that's a parent, they can feel for me. You know, we fight for our kids. We do what we can for our children. So we fought for recovery. In 2014, Rachel started into vocational rehab. That's when we found out how tough it really was for someone with a mental disability to be able to find a job. So we started doing a little bit of homework. Mm-hmm. And upon doing that homework, we found out that over 80% of all of those with mental, intellectual, and developmental disabilities were unemployed. Now, a lot of us come from a different world, Matt. Mm-hmm. You know, we grew up, autism existed, but there was never a diagnosis for autism. So we graduated with kids that we thought might have maybe been a little quirky or a little weird or even a little slow, but they were pushed out into the mainstream. Mm-hmm. And because of it, they ended up getting full-time jobs, getting married, having kids. Guess what? No one told them they couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. Today, and I don't get me wrong, autism, in a lot of respects, that word autism is a great, how can I put this? It's helped a lot of kids. Years ago, they would have been referred to as mentally retarded, and they would have been locked up in a home.
Yeah.
Today, there's lots of avenues for them and things that they can do. But what we've found in working with them is there's a lot more that they can do that people give them credit for. So we thought, why not open a restaurant? Both my wife and I had restaurant backgrounds.
Okay.
So we said, why not open a restaurant that would employ and train those with these disabilities and give them the opportunity to get the training and to learn on the job and hopefully be able to carry on a job, whether it be full-time or part-time. Mm-hmm. The experiences with Special Dogs More so far have been amazing. To watch them grow, to watch them learn, to watch them be able to move on and carry on, whether it be part-time or full-time jobs, is just amazing.
That's great.
So Special Dogs and More is here to work with them, working with the community. We work with a lot of the local agencies where we get a lot of our employees from, and show them that they can do the job.
Great.
That's what's special. And by the way, we also serve good food too.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
So where can everybody find you as far as Facebook and where you're located?
Well, we're all over Facebook. If you look up Special Dogs and More on Facebook, it's an easy way to find us. We are located directly across from the courthouse right there on Washington Street, right in downtown Columbus. It's a little hard to miss us. Parking can be a little difficult sometimes, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
All right.
Call us, place your order, park in the alley right next to the restaurant, put your four-way flashers on, run in, get your food.
All right.
There's all kinds of ways to do it quick without having to worry about it.
All right. Sounds good.
We're excited. We're really excited about things hopefully starting to get back to somewhat normal.
Yeah. So before we get off here, Brett's got an off-topic question for you.
So there's a song that is on our top 10. It's called No Jones on the Jukebox. If you had a jukebox, what would be the one song that you would have to have on there?
You want to know the truth?
Yes.
It's the song that's probably on every jukebox out there.
All right.
It's The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah, yep. That's a good one.
Yep. Speaking of which, you guys got to get some 45s made up so I can put them in the jukebox.
All right.
Yeah, we'll have to work on that.
All right. That'd be great.
It was good talking to you, Randy.
Oh, it was great talking to you guys. You guys be safe. Take care. And I really look forward to seeing everybody soon.
All right. Yep. Us too. Thanks a lot, Randy.
Take care. Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And now coming in at number 7, Esther Van Comer with Little Boy.
Little boy with a rock in your hand, playing in the sun with the sand, no worries on your mind. You're laughing at the sky. Little boy with your sensitive mind, you were born as an innocent child. You faced the world alone, this struggle on your own. And now you're free as the wind. Your burden's gone, your addiction wins. Light and free, rest in peace and harmony. No more fears, worries or tears, without judgment, only peace. Feel the warmth of heaven's angels shine at you. They will care, give you the love you need it to.
Esther has a beautiful voice. All four of us have said that. She's got a, that was a great song. Mm-hmm. Tearjerker, like we said.
Yep. Yep. I kind of don't hear much about maybe this pandemic with the Netherlands. I hope Esther and everyone is safe over there. And at this time, we're going to go to another interview.
So, we're not only talking to small businesses, but we're going to be talking to a guy that's a preacher, and he has his own podcast.
And we've only got like 5 minutes.
Oh, Ed Boston podcast. So this is our friend Ed Boston. Hello, Ed.
Hey guys, how are you tonight?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm just plugging along during this pandemic and just like everybody else.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought that up. The pandemic thing, a lot of different businesses are doing things a lot of different ways. So as a minister with the pandemic, not being able to go to church and being able to be amongst your congregation, how are you doing things during the pandemic?
Well, we started March the 18th, doing a nightly prayer service. It started around the pandemic, and we asked for a day of fasting during that first week and things like that. It's kind of evolved now, but being that it's taken so long, we said that we would do this as long as there was a national emergency. And so we still are there and we're still doing it. But earlier tonight, we did our prayer time, and then we just had a little fun and had people send in their favorite Christian movie.
Wow.
And so, you know, we're using the time to try to bond with people that really would like to get out and be doing things that miss church so bad. And so that's one of the things that we've done.
Well, that's great. And I've been on there while you do it. You do a great job, and people send in prayer requests too, don't they?
Absolutely. We've got a long list of current prayer requests. We have a longer list of ones that we've moved off. We've had prayers answered for so many different things. It's been a real humbling experience. It actually has.
So nightly you do a prayer service. When do you do it? Where you're doing the sermon, doing a service?
Yes, that's on Saturday nights. It's all of our services right now. Every night of the week, you can go to the Ed Boston Ministries Facebook page, and you can see all of the previous services. But They come on live at 7 o'clock. Saturday nights are the night that we actually have a church service, not in a church. It's actually, if I'm being, official, I would say in our home studio, that actually equals our living room.
Okay.
All right. Where, if somebody wanted to find your podcast, where can they find the Ed Boston podcast?
Well, the best thing to do is just go to edboston.com, and it's got links there to everything. So that's the best way to do it.
Right. Sounds easy enough.
All right. And we're all in this together, right?
Absolutely. I enjoy you guys and your music. I've been honored to introduce you numerous times in numerous venues. I enjoy sharing things, and I shared your big announcement today earlier. And, we all start out kind of small, mm-hmm. especially when you're from a town like our hometown, like we are here. Mm-hmm. And we got to depend on each other. And, you know, mom and pop businesses and things like that are now more than ever, we've got to depend on each other.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, Brett's going to ask you an off the topic question. Are you ready, Brett?
I think I'm ready. I'm hoping Ed's ready for this question. So my question to you, Ed, is if you had a jukebox of your own, what would be the one song that you would have to have on it?
Well, my wonderful wife is sitting right here beside me, and this is going to even surprise her. Elvira.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
And now, there's a story behind that.
All right.
When I was in the Army, back when Moses was commander-in-chief.
Okay.
Man, he led you around for 40 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that where you met Tim Dooley?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, we're having too much fun.
Too much.
Let me tell you about Elvira.
Okay.
I worked in a field station where we – it was military intelligence, you know, that oxymoron of military and intelligence.
Yes.
And so we were in just like a small office space, 10, 12 people in it, and we always had on AFN, which is American Forces Network radio station, and this was when Elvira came out, so it was on heavy rotation, and every single time it came on, everybody stopped what they were doing, no matter how important it was, and turned and faced the center of the room, and we all sang Elvira.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
So there you go. Excellent. It may not be my favorite song, but it sure has a lot of memories.
All right. Excellent. Well, we thank you for your time. We thank you for what you're doing with the live prayers. That's just awesome to see. And we just wish you well and hope that you guys are just staying safe.
Well, we are doing our best.
And we hope that Steve Perdue's on your prayer list every night.
Every
for
night.
Sure.
Well, I add to it every night. So I, tune in Sunday night. Tomorrow night will be the regular church service.
Okay.
And I will get Steve Pardue on
excellent,
that.
Okay, good. Good.
Right. I just wrote it down so I don't forget.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for taking our call, Ed, and we will talk at you later.
All right, guys.
Take care, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Coming in at number 6, Wyatt Massengill with No Jones on the Jukebox.
Down in Indiana with an old friend of mine, we stopped at the bar to have a drink and pass the time. When I walked up to the jukebox to play a country song, there was no Jones on the jukebox. There ain't no Jones on the jukebox. The whole world has gone to hell, and now they've crossed a line.
country song and tore it right in two. There ain't no Jones on the jukebox tonight.
Wyatt Massengill, he's a Hoosier from the Indiana State. What a great song, Brett.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that was definitely, as you all can know and hear, that is why we were asking all of our interviewees that question. Just a great song, and we hope that he sends in some more music soon.
Yes. Yep. Actually, I messaged him a little bit back and forth.
Okay.
We may end up doing a show together soon.
Oh,
maybe.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Be nice to do it at maybe 8 Second Saloon.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be pretty neat.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go, Brett. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. This is the top 10 highest grossing movies of the 80s.
Now, when you say grossing, is that money or ew, gross?
No, grossing money, 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 money.
Money, money, money.
This is from founditemclothing.com, but I also seen this is on IMDb.
Okay.
.com, which is they show the same ones as the top 10. So, are you ready?
I am ready.
I know you're a big 80s fan. So.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Do you have any guesses of what one of the top 10s would be?
I got a few guesses.
All right.
I would guess E.T.
E.T. would be a good one, yeah.
And maybe a Back to the Future.
Back to the Future would be a good one. All right, coming in at number 10.
Okay.
Top Gun.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen that a few times.
I've seen it a few times.
And that movie grossed $176.8 million.
Okay, all right.
That's a big chunk.
It is.
And coming in at number 9 is Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
I came here to save you. Oh, yeah? And who's going to come to save you, Junior? I told you. Don't call me Junior.
All those Indiana Jones movies was great.
And it was one of those, I didn't see all of those until about 2 years ago.
Is that right?
I know I'd probably seen one, but I'd never seen them all. And there was, you know, some TV station played all of them. So I sat there and watched them all, and they were pretty good, pretty good.
$197.2 million
okay.
is what that brought in. Number 8. Most grossing movie from the 1980s is Back to the Future.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
Back to the Future. Man, every time that's on TV, I have to watch that. That's a great movie. I like all three of them. A lot of people don't like, you know, sequels and stuff, but I still like all three of them.
Christopher Lloyd?
Yeah.
He's a dandy, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And he ended up being a big producer, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way a lot of it happens anyway. They get the itch to get behind the camera and start doing stuff like that. So.
Seemed like he was old back then.
I know.
How old he is now?
I don't know. Maybe 40?
I don't know. It'd be nice if we had a way of finding out.
Yeah,
you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe put it in the Google machine.
Maybe we'll interview him sometime on it.
Maybe. Number 7, Beverly Hills Cop.
We're not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe.
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
It should be more natural, brother. It should flow out like this. Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe.
I would not have guessed that one.
I didn't get to watch that when I was growing up because I had a lot of cuss words in it.
Okay.
So mom and dad was not big on that movie.
I see.
$234.8 million.
$234.
Number 6, we sung this song at the Halloween show last year.
Can I guess Werewolves in London?
No.
No.
You guessed that we sung that at the Halloween show. Yeah, but that wasn't it.
All right. Ghostbusters.
Two in the bar. box.
Ready to go.
We be fast and
they be slow.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's a good
from
one.
From the 80s. $238.6 million is what Ghostbusters made.
So now have you watched some of the remakes of that movie?
I did.
Okay, I have not.
They have a new one coming out. Well, it's supposed to come out toward the end of the year, so hopefully it still will.
Okay. Looks so there's only been the one remake. There's the talk of
with Melissa McCarthy and them. Number five, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
There's a big snake in the plane, Jack!
Oh, that's just my pet snake, Reggie!
I hate snakes, Jack! I hate them!
Come on, show a little backbone, will ya?
There's another Indiana Jones movie.
Man, they were tearing it up.
Yeah, they were bringing it in. $242.4 million.
Okay.
Harrison Ford, he's probably a ladies' man, you know?
Oh, he definitely is.
Yeah.
And may have slipped a man in there, too. What just happened?
That may be rumor.
Rumors.
Oh, man. And number four, this is probably number one on your list of all time.
Purple Rain.
No.
Oh!
Batman.
Oh, Batman, yes. And just like I've talked about before, that Batman movie, Prince did the entire soundtrack of that movie. So that movie and soundtrack is very near and dear to my heart.
And you said Michael Keaton, he's one of your favorites.
Yep, Michael Keaton, yep.
So, yeah, number four, Batman, yes. $251.2 million.
Man, where does he get those wonderful toys?
Number three, The Empire Strikes Back.
Join me, and together we can rule the galaxy as father and son.
As soon as we started getting into this, I figured there was probably some Star Wars in there. Yeah. So.
Empire Strikes Back, $290.2 million.
And it's one I've not gotten into those too much either. I've maybe watched one or two, but...
Yeah, I watched all of them until the one of the latest ones about Han Solo.
Okay.
And I started watching it. It's okay.
All right.
It's okay. But I watched all the others, loved them. Number two... probably won't surprise you either. Number two is Return of the Jedi.
Obi-Wan has taught you well.
Okay.
That was good. What was the big monster's name? You said you didn't watch it.
The big monster? Was that Jabba the Hutt?
Jabba the Hutt. Yep. He was a big nasty dude, wasn't he?
Right.
The Princess Leia, she looked okay in that movie.
Yeah, she's very pretty. Very pretty.
That was number two with $309.1 million.
Okay.
Number one. E.T. Phone Home.
Oh, yes.
$399.8 million.
Such a good movie. Such a good movie.
E.T. Phone Home.
I hope you enjoyed that little jump out of the top 10 music to go to a top 10 that we'd kind of like to have fun with.
Yeah. I love hearing stuff like that. And I guessed a couple of them on the top 10.
And I had to get one with me and you, with Batman being in, of course.
Oh, yeah. All right. Moving on to number five, John Hunt with Calling My Name.
I've been stirring around here for 35 years, and I've been up in the morning grinding my gears, but ain't nobody here to listen to my song. I've been washed to the side by the pouring rain. I've been tossed around in a hurricane. And I've been brought to tears by a child. Hell, I walk for a mile in the pouring rain. I'll do it again if you call my name. But I can't let that slow me down. Cause the train pulling down, the sun rolling in, and the lines on my face show my sin. And the devil knows just where I sign. The devil knows just where I sign.
John Hunt, we love this song. We love it a lot. It's a former number one.
Yes.
And still love that gruff badass voice he's got.
Yeah. I try to emulate it.
It don't work.
Doesn't work.
So, John, send in some more music. We're really digging your music. Are the fans of Who's Who's digging the music? The certified Night Owls are digging the music. So we appreciate you sending it in.
Yeah. And now it's time for another interview.
We are we're having some friends on today, aren't we, Brett?
Yes.
And we have somebody with us today named Sonia Denny. She is the owner of Sonia's Dance Zone. Hello, Sonia. Are you there?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, good. Some people know that Sonia's Dance Zone is a small business, and that's what we're talking to today is a few of the small businesses that are around in Indiana. And we're talking about how things have changed as far as business-wise during this pandemic. What are some of the things that that you were doing different with Sonia's Dance Zone since this pandemic has hit?
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard of Zoom, but I've become very familiar with Zoom over the last 6 weeks.
Okay.
I have moved my complete schedule of dance classes to Zoom, and I've been teaching all my dancers on little squares on my computer.
Okay. How many do you have at a time?
Our largest class that we have is a conditioning class, and there's about 38 in that class.
Okay.
Do you do it
all different times of the day or in the evening?
Yes, it's in the evening. We kept our regular schedule. So basically from 3 o'clock to around 8:30, we have classes going on the computer. My staff and I have, my staff's been great through this. And they are in their houses doing classes with their students while I'm here doing classes with my students. So.
Okay. Earlier today, which would be Friday for anybody that's listening today, Governor Holcomb of Indiana is starting to open some things up starting May 4th and then May 11th. And then it's just going to be, what, five phases?
Yes.
Okay. So with the way things are starting to open, when do you think your next dance competition would be?
The next dance competition is scheduled for June 26th through the 28th. That one was postponed from, I think it was the last weekend in March.
Oh, okay.
So, so we are going that route. My dance recital was supposed to be June 13th and 14th. What we're looking at doing is doing a very small one for our non-competitive dancers, maybe a few very small ones. For them, and then doing a larger one for our competitive dancers in July.
Well, that'd be great. Where is the one that's in June? Is it out of state or is it here locally?
No, the competition is in Indianapolis.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So our recital will be local, though. But at this point in time, we're looking for a venue to have that. So the school canceled on me.
I see. So as far as different students that you've taught, would you say that I would be one of the best ones that you taught, or
pretty close
some people may not know, but Sonia taught me how to dance for a thing that we do in Columbus, Indiana called Dancing with the Stars Columbus style.
Right.
So that was a lot of fun.
So Matt, I just have to say that I didn't teach you to dance. You have your own unique style of dancing.
Okay.
I choreographed a routine.
Choreographed.
All right. Brett's going to ask you a question here, just a little bit off topic.
So our question to you is, if you were to ever have a jukebox, what would be the one song that would have to be on it?
The one song that would have to be on it?
Yep.
Can I say any more from Night Owl Country Band?
You can say that if you want to.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That one's a little close to my heart.
All righty.
All right, great.
All right, well, we thank you so much for talking with us and answering some of our questions.
You're welcome.
We appreciate
thanks
you, Sonia.
Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
All right, we will talk at you later.
All righty.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And coming in at number 4, Adam Whitehead with Outlawed.
Drink like you know your way around bourbon. for us to stand in this room without burning. Gotta watch out when you walk in, coming in hot, find an exit. Girl, you're at the top of every A-list, every guy's most wanted. You should be outlaw, put up on a poster, let everybody know that you're killing this night. Just like a criminal, you're taking this over, make everybody hold up, watching you move. You shoot, I fall, one shot, I'm gone. You should be outlaw. You should be outlaw.
That was number four, Outlawed by Adam Whitehead. He is excited to be a part of this top 10. I don't have, have you been seeing that?
Yeah, seen it. He seems to message us back very quickly when we share stuff with him, and he is very excited, and I mean, he should be. It's a great song.
I really like that. It means something to him, because it means something to us too when the artists send in their music and let us rate the music and possibly make it on the top 10.
Yeah.
And so that means a lot to us, that it means something to him.
Yeah. And now, Matt, we are going to go out of the nest. I'm going to stick with the 80s theme that you had brought to us.
Okay.
And we were talking about all the movies, and I guess it doesn't have to be movies. They could be TV shows and blah, blah, blah. But who was your favorite 80s actor or actress?
All right. My favorite 80s actor, and this is probably one that, I don't know, people may not even know who he is, but I'm a big horror movie buff.
Okay.
Even got, we've talked about it, my horror, yeah. I've got a horror room. It's got Frankenstein. Looks like he's coming down from the get you from the TV.
Right.
So my favorite actor is from the Evil Dead series.
Okay.
And he's really a B-rate actor. They called him the B-rate king.
Okay.
It's Bruce Campbell.
Give me some sugar, baby.
Okay.
And he had some other stuff, like I think Bubba Tep was one of those movies. But,
right.
But Evil Dead was my favorite franchise. And they started doing Ash versus Evil Dead.
Okay.
That started a TV series that was on, I don't know, it was either on Showtime or HBO, but I watched all those too.
All right.
But yeah, I really like Bruce Campbell. He's one of my favorites. Something also kind of cool about Bruce Campbell is that first Evil Dead movie was actually a senior project.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty neat.
Wow.
The producer was Sam Raimi. And Sam Raimi, he's known for, you know, a lot of horror movies,
uh-huh.
But he's also known for the Spider-Man movies.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's pretty neat that movie made it that big, and it was basically a senior project.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who is your favorite actor from the 80s?
Well, as soon as we thought of this question, this gentleman popped in my head. Mr. Tom Hanks.
There's a snake in my boots.
Oh, he turned out to be pretty big.
Yeah, so, you know, I watched him on a TV show, Bosom Buddies, and then he was just in so many good comedies in the 80s, and then of course, kind of like a lot of actresses do, you know, as they grow older, they get into some more serious roles. But Tom Hanks is probably one of my favorite 80s actors. So
great actor.
Yeah. So again, we'll ask you if you want to write in the comments some of your favorite 80s actors. Feel free to do that. So now, coming in at number three, the Flat River Band with Beauty Amongst the Trees.
Birds are heard in the distance over the hills beyond the ridge. As the rivers run through the valleys, the wildlife are drawn to them. The wilderness is waiting for all the world to see. But why are we so blinded to the beauty amongst the trees? Blinded to the beauty that lies amongst the trees. Fireflies show themselves on a summer night.
dancing with the wheel and the hoot owl make the darkness come alive. The countryside is calling out through the mountain breeze. But why are we so blinded to the beauty amongst the trees? Have we lost our minds? Why do we live online? Chained to every bone with our heads bowed low. God, please help us see the beauty amongst the trees.
These guys never cease to amaze me. Their music, their vocals, mm-hmm. their recordings. These guys, Flat River Band, are great.
Yeah, I think when I listen to this song, it just, it does. It mellows me out a little bit. Just makes me appreciate, you know, everything that I've been missing throughout this pandemic right now. So I hope that people, after this pandemic's over, that, you know, maybe they will just start appreciating more of the little things in life.
Now we're going to go to another interview. We have one of our friends here today. His name is JT Doan. He is the town manager for Edinburg, Indiana. Hello, JT Doan.
Hello, Matt Lee.
Life treating you okay today?
Yes, it is. How Good. Is life treating for the Night Owl Country Band?
We're doing okay. Doing okay. I'm just going to ask you a few questions here, JT. One of the things I was wanting to ask you about is, you know, we've gone through this pandemic, and we've already talked to Sonia and Ed Boston, and we've also talked to Randy. So we wanted to see how this pandemic has affected the town of Edinburg, and how and what you're doing as far as working through this pandemic.
Yes, well, we certainly are in unprecedented times. This is uncharted water for all. And so across the world, across the nation, across the state, cities and towns, obviously, you know, we all, again, these are unprecedented times. Early on when this surfaced, I immediately started having briefings with my fire chief, my police chief, being first responders and making sure we started to plan to have an adequate supply of personal protective equipment. So we immediately started assessing that inventory and getting that taken care of. Following that, we called an emergency council meeting on Saturday, March the 14th, and put measures in place as a town for our community to help combat this this pandemic. And we closed town offices to the public. So town hall, street department, water department, wastewater department, parks and rec, firehouse, police station, golf course. If you need us, you're able to call us, but the buildings were closed to the public for access. We still continue to operate as a town. We did so, you know, following social distancing, certainly providing personal protective equipment as we were out and about various departments and conducting our services for the town, but we did want to make sure to limit that personal, you know, personal access, personal contact, and we did so. As I said, we did so effective March the 14th. I had a letter that went out March the 16th to all residents of the community that advised them of protocols and safety measures that we as the town are implementing. And we made that effective immediately, and then also indicated that we would reevaluate as we got through this pandemic. And since that time, we have extended it through May 11th. So we currently have those same measures in place until May 11th.
Yeah, it looks like things are going to start opening up a little bit on May the 11th.
There are some openings some you know, things that even came down today, some modifications and some stages to start to reopen the state. But as I said, we put measures in place. Golf course, you could still golf. However, golf carts were getting wiped down. You had to make arrangements via phone. There was no gathering inside the clubhouse. Parks and Rec, we canceled all programming, events, functions. Community Center canceled events, programming, functions. And again, to continue to evaluate, and at this juncture, we are going through May 11th, and then obviously following closely with the governor's address today. And so some things will start to reopen on the business side, and so we'll be closely monitoring that. And again, as has been said so often through this, we are all in this together, and we all must do our part.
Exactly. Yes, we appreciate you being on with us, Mr. JT Doan. And now we're going to just throw a little curveball at you. So my question to you, sir, is if you have or had a jukebox, what would be the one song that would have to be on it?
Well, that is, I'm sure both you and Matt Lee.
This is not going to be a surprise to us.
Could most likely guess it, but I'll go ahead and share it since you did ask me directly.
All right.
But easily it would be Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison Blues.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, JT, we appreciate you, and appreciate you telling us how things are going. Looks like things are starting to be on the upswing in Edinburgh and all over the state of Indiana. So sounds like you're doing a good job over there.
Well, I certainly appreciate the sentiment, and yes, but I will say again, my message and is we are all in this together, and we all must do our part. So even though, you know, things are starting to open up, other, you know, things are set in stage and in motion, we all still have to continue to do our part to get through these unprecedented times.
Yes, that's very true.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, JT. You take care.
I appreciate it, Matt Lee, Brett Denny, the Night Owl Country Band. Always a pleasure.
All right. We'll talk at you later.
Thank you.
And now for our number two song, Fourth and Main, with Drink to the Songs.
We drank to the songs that we grew up on. Throw our hands in the air when it feels like home. Get rowdy around here from dusk till dawn when we drank to the songs we grew up on. First CD was by Alabama, 10 tracks that taught me all my country grammar. I'd push play and practice on my southern drawl. I credit Song of the South for the way I talk. Mama used to crank up the radio to George Strait singing about the rodeo. That's when I knew I wanted to be a cowboy and sing about Cheyenne until I lost my voice. They always had soul, they never get old. So when a small town folks get together, you know, we shout them out at the top of our lungs. When we drank to the songs that we grew up on, throw our hands in the air when it feels like home. Get right around here from dusk till dawn. When we drank to the songs we grew up on.
Fourth and Main, Drink to the Songs.
Oh, man. I mean, to be able to just... That just kicks the song off right at the beginning. I love it.
You didn't even notice I did the Steve Perdue.
Yeah, I was trying to ignore it, Matt.
We won't be able to ignore him next week, will we?
Thanks for sending that song in, Fourth and Main.
Yeah, great song. Appreciate that. Now we're going to do a Night Owl Country Band song. We are excited that things in Indiana are going to start opening up. And we are soon to see an Indiana summer.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
Be able to be with our friends, maybe be out on the lake,
mm-hmm.
Go to the pool, go to the beach.
Do our hair.
Yeah, we definitely want to get our hair cut soon. So I hope you enjoy a Night Owl Country Band original song written by my cousin.
Yes.
Josh Burris, Indiana Summer.
I grew up on old George Strait, Boot Scootin' Boogie and good old Hank. That's something you can't change about me. Learn how to love and not to hate. Follow your heart and you'll find fate. Don't let them tell you what you can't be. I pulled up a chair and I sat down. Started thinking about how I turned out. Then I began
to see. I raise hell on Friday night. Pass me two more of them cold Bud Lights. Last night I drank more than I probably should. Wouldn't take it back even if I could. I wouldn't trade this life for another. Doing fine here, drinking this beer in an Indiana sun. In the dark, on repeat, she's falling in love in the passenger seat. On the way down to the lake, she likes rocking the good old Merv. She's my little whiskey girl. Don't know how much more I can take. We raise hell on Friday night. Pass me two more than cold Bud Lights. Last night I drank more than I probably should. Wouldn't take it back even if I could. I wouldn't trade this life for another. Doing fine here, drinking this beer in an Indiana summer. I raise hell on Friday night. Pass me two more of them cold Bud Lights. Last night I drank more than I probably should. Wouldn't take it back even if I could. Trade this life for another. Doing fine here, drinking this beer in an Indiana summer.
I hope you enjoyed our song Indiana Summer. Can't wait to start enjoying an Indiana summer, especially after the what a terrible spring we've had.
I mean, this has been from January to now April has been the longest
10 years
of my life.
Yeah. We're getting ready to do something special, Brett. And before we introduce this next song, I do want to say that the band itself is doing something special on May 15th, Friday, May 15th. If you can find our Facebook, Night Owl Country Band, on May 15th at 7 p.m., we're going to be doing a benefit for the Columbus Regional Hospital CRH Employee Relief Fund. And we're excited about doing that. We're partnering with CRH, and we're also partnering with WKKG.
Yes.
A radio station here in Columbus, Indiana. And that relief fund, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Columbus Regional Health has a dedicated workforce that serve every day to make patients and community a priority. Their dedication, passion, and commitment to their profession often come before personal obligations. Times of uncertainty and stress are challenging in many ways, which is why Columbus Regional Health Foundation created the CRH Employee Relief Fund to assist eligible CRH employees who are experiencing financial barriers caused by this life-altering crisis, including expenses such as basic housing, transportation, or child care needs. If you would like to maybe support CRH employees, you can text CRH Relief to 202-858-1233 or visit www.crh.org/relief.
Yeah, we're excited about helping the healthcare workers there at CRH. If you know, we enjoy going out and playing and getting paid to play. That's nice.
Yes.
But we also love giving back to the community. And I know it's some of the stuff is exposure. You want to get some exposure, but for us, we just want to give back to them because we, with this pandemic that's going on, these people have worked their butts off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you hear it all over. It's no different here than any other place. They're probably working a lot of long extra hours, and then the thought of, you know, being surrounded by this and then having to go home to their families. So that's probably pretty scary.
Yeah. All right, this special thing that we was talking about right before we talked about the special thing that we talked about the special thing. Remember
right.
that?
That's a lot of special things.
Yeah. We had a song that was submitted to us by Mike Casto.
Mm-hmm.
And he is no stranger to the top 10.
No stranger at all.
And he sent a song in that is a cover, per se. So, in that cover, the cover song is Golden Ring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in that cover song, he has Georgette Jones.
Okay, that sounds familiar.
Okay, Georgette Jones is George Jones's daughter.
I see.
Yeah. So, before we could play this song, we want to make sure we do everything right because we don't want any copyright issues or whatever. So he did have a permission slip that was signed, yeah.
Yes, by his pastor.
No, not his pastor. But he does have permission to sing this song, record it, and since he sent us the permission for it, we are going to play it today as an honorable mention. Brett, would you like to introduce the song?
Sure. This is Mike Casto featuring Georgette Jones with Golden Ring.
In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at wedding rings there on display.
She smiles and nods her head as he says, "Honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do. Golden ring with one tiny little stone waiting there for someone to take it home by itself. It's just a cold metallic thing only love can make, a golden wedding ring."
Britt, what a great honor that is to have Georgette Jones with Mike Casto on the honorary mention.
Yeah. Hopefully one day we'll have a big name that sings with us. I think we had one set up.
Yeah.
Before some of this stuff happened.
And it's still in the works, but we've got to wait till all this stuff kind of fades away. But David Frizzell is going to be singing on one of our songs. Yeah.
That'd be great. Yeah. I was introduced to Dave with, just a song that, you know, I don't know if it's one of these songs that he goes, "Oh, that song," or if he appreciates it, but, you know, hire a wino.
Yeah, I'm going to hire a wino and decorate my home.
Again, you know, I say it so much on this podcast. I was never a country music listener. And to hear that song, again, it's a silly song, sort of, but it's great. I love it. I love it.
The songwriting in that song is pretty awesome.
I love it. So,
okay, it's time for our recap. Coming in at number 10, Bulletproof by Ashley Puckett.
You ain't gotta be bulletproof.
Coming in at number 9, Lucas Chiliberti with Springfields.
Oh, that's when I'll go home to the Springfields.
Coming in at number 8, the Kaysen Lane Band with Countryside of Me.
It's just that hillbilly redneck countryside of me.
Coming in at number 7, Esther Von Comer with Little Boy.
Little boy with a rock in your hand.
Coming in at number 6, Wyatt Massengill with No Jones on the Jukebox.
There ain't no Jones on the jukebox.
Coming in at number 5, one of our favorites, John Hunt with Calling My Name.
And coming in at number 4, Adam Whitehead with Outlaws.
You should be outlawed, put up on a poster.
Coming in at number 3, the boys from Missouri, the Flat River Band, Beauty Amongst the Trees.
The Beauty Amongst the Trees.
Coming in at number two, Fourth and Main with Drink to the Songs.
We drank to the songs that we grew up on. Throw our hands in the air when it feels like...
All right, we have somebody special that is going to be introducing number one for us today.
And coming in at number one, Richard Lynch with Back in 1953. So happy to be able to introduce that to you. I know Richard Lynch. I've interviewed him more than one time. He's a wonderful man. I believe he is in one of the Independent Country Music Hall of Fames. And he's a wonderful man, a good Christian man, and so glad that he came in at number one. Again, Richard Lynch with Back in 1953.
I get to play this old guitar my daddy gave to me. It was made in a time before I was born. 1953. I'd like to have been around back then and see what I could see. Maybe understand just how the man gave his love of music to me.
Think I'll carry it on. Songs the way my daddy did when I was a kid in our country home. 1,000 memories flowing through me. I hope I'm good enough like my daddy was back in 1953. Sometimes I feel a presence coming over me when I play this guitar from my heart. Is it really him or me? I wonder who will play this old guitar when my days are done. Will they still have the love for the music from an old country song? Hope they carry it on, playing their songs the way I did when I was a kid in that country home. 1,000 memories flowing through the breeze. I hope they're good enough like my daddy was back in
1953. What a great song. We appreciate you sending in your music. Again, if there's any musicians out there that's interested in hitting the top 10, possibly, send your music to nightowlcb1@yahoo.com, and we'll see what we think. We'll rate it, and maybe it'll be in the top 10.
Oh, yeah.
Next week, Britt.
Now we got Steve and Tim coming back.
I appreciate them. I love it when they're here. I think it's getting closer and closer to where we can start getting back together and, you know, practicing and playing more gigs. So can't wait.
Yeah, we're excited about that. Also next week, Crystal Lee, we did the interview with her.
Correct.
And so we're excited about you guys being able to hear mm-hmm. the interview with her. We appreciate everyone that's stopped by and took a little bit of your time and listened to us this week.
Thank you so much for listening to the Who's Who Independent Music Top 10 Countdown. And remember, as always, if you want to support the show and Night Owl monetarily, head on over to patreon.com/nightowlcb. Toss a few twigs to our nest to keep this bird in flight. If you have no bucks to toss our way, however, go find us at facebook.com/whoswhopod, facebook.com/nightowlcountryband, on Twitter at the real NOCB, Instagram at nightowlcountryband, and online at www.nightowlcb.com, where you can purchase tickets to our shows, purchase merchandise, and check out our schedule as to where we will be playing next. And as always, on behalf of Night Owl Country Band, Matt, Tim, Steve, and myself, in closing, listen to some music this week that you normally wouldn't have listened to otherwise. We'll see you all next time.
Have a good week.
Made in America. The red, white, and blue. I stand for her honor. The flag and our troops. I'm proud of my country. What she's done for